1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade was the wettest on record. Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. Property owners in special flood hazard areas who have mortgages from federally regulated lenders are required to carry flood insurance. Those who are not required to have coverage may still want to review their individual flood risk. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search for your address on FEMA's Map Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. The DOT's February Law of the Month is to see and be seen. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility. Headlights should also be amber or white without decorative covers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high of 21 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few light snow showers with a low dropping into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.